I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, I'm baffled. Do I open up a can of worms and a can of whoop ass and all that at the same time? Idiot, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I lost signal. I don't know what's going on my internet here. But I'm back. What are you baffled about? Listen, when I break hard and I break fast.
All right. So Bill Cosby was just let out of prison.
Yeah.
Okay. That he was under the understanding he wouldn't be prosecuted. So he said things that were then held against him.
That's what he was promised.
Okay. Here's my issue. Here's my problem. Here's what I need you to tell me and get me off the bridge. So Felice Rashad, whatever, said that she was very happy that they have righted the wrong. Okay?
Okay.
If any other, and just for the sake of a lawsuit, if any other alleged rapist was to get out of jail and somebody said they've righted the wrong in letting him out, all hell would break loose.
Absolutely. No question. But, you know, in today's world, if you have money, you have opportunity to free yourself of wrongdoings.
All right. So I'm not going to open any more can right now. I'm going to get back to a can that was opened in the squared circle when they towed the line down at BKFC 18. So back to the story that I was telling. So the ref, and I don't remember what ref it was, told Joe Riggs, you have 5 minutes. They're now talking at the table, which was directly in front of me. And then I hear, and everybody behind me who was, you know, all part of South Florida and, you know, Hector and Tiago and Yuli and all that, they're like, it was a punch. It wasn't a finger. It was a punch. And what seemed like probably 2 days it took, and we're still waiting, right? So there's right. still now a pause in the action. Now, I've heard other things were said. I'm just telling you what I saw. What I heard was then somebody at that table says to the ref, it was a legal punch. And then they stopped the fight.
What? Why did they stop the fight?
I don't know. You know, like I said, I've seen stuff online that Joe might have said, but I don't know. I didn't see it. You know, whether he said he'd had enough or whatever. I don't know. All I know is they originally said that it was a foul. Hector held Joe Riggs' shorts when the ref came over, and then when the ref stopped it, Hector threw another punch. A beautiful wrestling move, if I say so myself. So then the fight's over, when all of a sudden, and he looked like Yuli, to be honest, when your boy Juggernaut jumped over the ring, kind of got his foot caught on the ring, then comes and gets face-to-face to Hector, and Hector threw a left-right, and hell didn't all break out because Joe Riggs, the opponent to Hector Lombard, moved Hector Lombard out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did what Lorenzo did to Julian Lane at the weigh-ins. He held him back and kept a brawl from inciting based on the crazy antics of what is now BKFC.
Which, you know, I'm not in love with. I got to be honest with you. I love what David Feldman has done. I love what he has built up, and it's going to continue to grow. And they just announced some of the fights that's coming to Tampa later next month, you know, with Paige VanZant being the main event. It was funny when they did the press conference with Paige, and Bret Hart is in the back going, this makes no sense. I beat her.
Right.
You know, but it's Paige VanZant. So it's just a shame, and I'd like to keep the circus out of it. You know, it is a legit sport, and we need to keep it that way.
But you know as well as I do that, you know, we've been to enough UFC events and different things. Nobody does that in the UFC. Nobody climbs into the octagon after the fight's over to confront somebody that's not fighting, that's not involved. You know, so it's something that's, you know, we saw it with Reggie Barnett Jr. when he confronted Dat Nguyen, you know, after he won his fight. You know, so, you know, this is something that the BKFC has to stop, or it's something the BKFC is allowing to happen because it does create interest. It does create viral videos. Now, if Hector broke his hand punching Lorenzo after the fact and can't fight for the next 8 months, or if Lorenzo got an eye poke and he loses his vision and he can't fight for his career, you know, you're taking some serious risk with non-sanctioned fights and in skirmishes like that. But when you're talking about ratings and Triller's the end-all be-all as far as how to do it the right way, TikTok versus YouTube and other promotions that are all about views, all about clicks, all about downloads. And the BKFC is following suit, and they're creating internet-worthy viral video content that's compelling. It's interesting. When Julian Lane was held back and he was like, he hits like a bee. He hits like, I'm telling everybody. And then goes out the next night and just dominates the fight. That makes for great content.
I mean, I get it. You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity and all that kind of stuff. And I get that from a fan standpoint. I get that from an organization standpoint. But from, you know, I don't know if purist is the right word, but, you know, I want what it's supposed to be. I understand. And, you know, the UFC did the same thing. And let's be honest, the brawl, I think it was Strikeforce, you know, with the Diazes and Jake Shield and Mayhem Miller, you know, all that that happened in Nashville. I mean, I get it.
I have a bigger issue with the ring announcers and the people entering the octagon and the surface of the combat sport with their shoes on from the arena, bringing in little rocks and dirt and debris that ends up getting into the eyes of the competitive fighters and not respecting the mat as a martial artist should, where you take your shoes off and you bow and you respect the space in which the combat occurs. I have more problem with the lack of respect for the arena, for the squared circle or for the octagon than I do about them, you know, skirmishing.
Hold on a second. You don't have respect for anything. Why do you claim? First of all, it's silly. This isn't an MMA fight. So how do you get a pebble from the mat in somebody's eye?
It should just be a respect thing. It should be an honor thing. You don't walk into a dojo and not take your shoes off and respectfully bow. And I mean, whether you get on your knees or whether you kiss the post, like, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis did after his, you know, 2.5 year layoff of fighting, you know, but you show your sign of respect for the discipline of what is martial arts. And, I mean, speaking of discipline of martial arts, Dana White took a photo the other day in front of Bruce Lee, who is the father and creator of martial arts, according to Dana.
Dana took a picture in front of Bruce Lee?
In front of a statue of Bruce Lee.
Oh, okay. That's impressive.
Bruce Lee's timeless. It might still be him. He might just be standing there, you know, conserving energy and just, you know, they think of the statue as really the same guy.
Who wins in a street fight, Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris?
Does Chuck Norris do his fighting camp with the Total Gym?
Yes, he does. With the Total Gym, him and his wife, they do it together.
Julian Lane used the G-Net.
Yeah, it didn't help him much. The difference between Chuck is, you know, he doesn't do a push-up. He pushes the earth down.
It's true. Not many people can, but he certainly will.
All right, let's go ahead and break. When we reach back out to Feldman number two, maybe he can tell us. I'm going to get Damon and David Feldman those Thing One and Thing Two shirts.
Yeah. Well, give me a fight while you're talking to him.
No, we're not. We're going to hit a break. We're coming to you from the sanity world of Knockout Radio as a tornado and hurricane are en route.
Are they really?
Brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back from the dungeon today. Matt coming from somewhere up in Detroit as he's getting ready to hit Hitsville, USA. Let's welcome back to the program as we continue recapping last weekend's BKFC 18 down in Fort Lauderdale. The guy who's made this whole thing possible, your president, our president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy, man. Glad to be back here.
Glad to have you on and glad to talk about what I thought was a phenomenal event, start to finish once it started, which had nothing to do with BKFC, or really the arena as well. Just talk about, you know, the event itself and, you know, the thing that I mentioned in the first hour, Dave, was one of my biggest complaints about any of these fights, not yours, I'm saying MMA fights, combat fights, boxing fights, people show up for the main event and it drives me crazy when there's empty seats. I looked up and there wasn't a seat to be found like at the very first fight. You had to be happy about that.
That was crazy. I mean, for the first time since I've been doing this, like I kept looking back. My wife was sitting in back of me, and I kept looking back, and I was, like, looking over her. She's like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, I can't stop looking at the crowd. Like, I can't stop this time. Like, it's crazy. I just looked, and I was like, man, like, if you build it, they come, and we built it, and they came. And it was a crazy, unbelievable atmosphere for us. Really, really happy with the success of it, both on the app and on ticket sales. It was a complete success all the way around. Obviously, we got to a late start, but we found out during this event that any type of obstacle that comes upon us, we'll just deal with that obstacle and we'll make it happen. And I could go on for an hour about telling you the obstacles for this event, but that was a big one. The electric went out. There was an animal that went into the electrical generator down the street, and it blew up the electric for half the hotel, half the casino, and the venue itself. So, you know, it was a troublesome time for us, but we got through it, delivered 14 fantastic fights until 2 a.m. And, you know, just looking forward to this next one.
And back to the animal, which I found out one of the ushers was telling me as we were just talking, you know, she's like, it didn't only cause the outage at the casino. Half the neighborhood lost power because an animal got into the power surges and surged it. Crazy story, but that's how bad the animal wanted to get into a fight.
No, it's crazy. And I mean, the only way around it was getting a generator. So at 6:45, we're looking in Fort Lauderdale where we can find an emergency generator at that time. And we found one. We made it happen. The team came together, and they delivered. And, you know, it was just an unbelievable event. Like I said, the atmosphere was the best that I've ever seen for any BKFC event. It was tremendous. And, you know, I think the fighters delivered, the fans delivered, the staff delivered. So, you know, like I said, we're very, very happy. It was a long week for us. For the first time in a long time, we gave everybody off on Monday so we could regroup and get back at it yesterday.
Very good. Talk about the fights from start to finish. You know, as you're going through all of that, as you continue to look at the crowd, which was all the way up into the 300 of the rafters, the issues that people don't know about, how are you able to take in the fight? How are you able to, you know, quote-unquote, be a fan, which we know you are, as you're being the president, making sure everything runs smoothly?
You know, really, the truth is I have a phenomenal team, and I know that the team is going to figure out a way to, you know, overcome any obstacle now, and they did. So I had to concentrate on the fight to make sure everything was going that way properly, and, you know, the fights were good because if we don't watch the fights, I don't know, you know, why the crowd reacted a certain way or who we're going to put in for the next show. And these guys delivered. The first three fights were knockouts by all guys that we're going to be able to build upon. Just happy, man. It was, you know, I'm really, really happy about everything that happened at that event. You know, overcoming the obstacles up until the main event. Hector Lombard versus Joe Riggs fight was the only one, you know, questionable ending to that one. And, you know, another boring fight with two heavyweights. But, you know, you have 14 fights on the card. You have two fights that aren't exceptionally unbelievable. So you have 12 really good fights. I mean, that's a very, very good percentage in combat sports.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dave, so I'm up here in Detroit, home of Hitsville, USA. I'm petitioning that we change BKFC to Hitsville because there were more hits, you know, outside of the combat sport, outside of the sanctioned events. But my question for you is, you know, describe like allowing fighters to come in and confront people in the squared circle. We saw it with that win with Reggie Barnett Jr. It looks a little bit scripted like WWE as far as like allowing people into the ring. But how good is it for the viral videos and to stay up with the Twitters of the world, of the thrillers, to be socially known worldwide for these scuffles between Hector and Lorenzo and Julian and Jake? How good is that for the brand and for the success?
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think some people frown upon it and some people really like the hype on it. You know, personally, we're putting a stop to it, to be honest with you. It's getting out of hand right now. It's not scripted. It seems scripted. It's not scripted. You know, Lorenzo Hunt did say, can I challenge Hector if he wins? I said, yeah, but I didn't think he was going to jump over the top rope and jump into his face, and you got a heated Hector Lombard who didn't really like the way that the fight ended. So, you know, he cracked him, and now you have to take a disciplinary action against Hector Lombard. But was that even fair for Hector Lombard because he got confronted by someone in the ring? So we don't have to run through these problems again, just it's not going to happen again. We're going to tighten up ringside security, and these guys aren't jumping in. Was it great? Yeah, look, SportsCenter picked up the hit that Hector Lombard did to Lorenzo Hunt, and, you know, total with everybody that covered up, we got 50 million views on that video. But did 50 million people like it, right? Who knows? Did 25 million people like it? We don't know. We don't know if they thought it was disrespectful or they liked it. The end of the day is my marketing guy tells me they're all talking about it. So that's the important thing right now. But moving forward, I definitely want to tighten things up a little bit. Look, I'm all for challenging a fighter and doing it right. Ask our permission. Go in the right way. And, you know, you can do it. You got to hype a fight up. You have to. But sometimes it does get a little out of hand, and we are going to tighten that up a little bit.
You have to like, and I agree with you, and thank you for the explanation. You have to give an attaboy to Joe Riggs. I mean, he handled it. He got Hector out of the way. Good job for Joe at the end of his fight to step in and help the guy that just beat him.
I mean, that just puts an exclamation point to the camaraderie that these guys really have with each other, most of them. I mean, they just went to battle, and he didn't like the decision, and he still went to his rescue, right? Like, it was crazy. It was something that you don't see a lot, and, you know, it was amazing to see. Take my hat off to Joe Riggs for that. Hector Lombard and Joe Riggs, two veterans, been around for a long time, and they were starting to really get things heated up, and unfortunately, Joe Riggs got hit in the eye and suffered an eye injury. I believe that they changed it from a technical knockout to a technical decision now, but it was still a victory for Hector Lombard.
And we'll talk more about that, you know, later. Something that I wrote down that I did want to bring up with you. I remember we've talked back in the day, you know, in the past about doing some things like posting rounds. Is there still any talks about eventually doing that, posting, you know, the score after every round?
You know, it's really in the respective state. It's if that state allows it. We did it in Kansas. It worked out well. You know, again, I also think that's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, it's good. You get the crowd involved. If it's 2-2 going into the fifth round, obviously it's going to create some fireworks. But if it's 4-0 going into the fifth round, is the guy just going to coast and run and hold so he doesn't get knocked out so he can, you know, make the distance? So it can really go either way. So I'm not really sure if I'm completely for it or against it. I guess, you know, we'll just take that one as it comes.
Time will tell. Another thing I wanted to bring up to you, Panini just got the rights to the UFC, and they're doing their UFC training cards. Any talks? I know that there were some that came out in a limited run. Any of these big major companies coming on board for you guys to have your own trading cards as well?
Yeah, we're actually in talks with two major companies, one for trading cards right now. It looks like that's going to get nailed down by the end of next week, and one for an actual BKFC video game. Looks like we're really getting close to tightening up that agreement as well. You know, I mean, think about this. You were at the first event, and almost every single one after that. And now I'm talking to you about a possible video game. Like, it's just, the growth has just been unbelievable over the past 3 years. It grew like wildfire. And, you know, we still have the same humble, you know, camaraderie of a team that we have here at the BKFC office where I'm standing right now in Broomall, Pennsylvania, where, you know, we're not getting too big for our britches. We know we have an uphill battle still ahead of us. But, I mean, where we've come in 3 years, it's been an amazing, amazing journey.
All right, so I was going to say I don't ask for much, but you and I know that's probably not true. But as you, thank you for laughing. I appreciate it. So as you're talking about the video game, I'm not going to ask to be a special character. I'm not going to ask to be a fighter because I'm not. But I am going to ask that I can have my face as like a fan or in the media section or something like that in a part of the game.
Now, let's see what happens. You know, that's going to be their call, but we're definitely going to press for that 100%.
All right, go, Matt.
Hey, Dave, so Paige VanZant came out and said that financially, she's financially secure thanks to the BKFC. We know that, you know, the UFC is under scrutiny a lot for fighter pay and organizations coming out of the woodwork paying top money for exhibition boxing matches and so forth. So how satisfying is it for you to have created a platform where you get to let these truly talented and warriors actually make a comfortable living to where they can support their families?
I mean, it's phenomenal. It's great. It's great for the ones that really appreciate it. Look, we're in a, you know, in a sport that's growing, like I said, and we're able to do certain things, and some of these guys really, really appreciate it, and some just get greedy and ask for more, and, you know, more people appreciate it than don't. But it's, you know, it's definitely a great feeling to be able to be spoke about in combat sports world as, you know, one of the best leaders in the combat sports industry. And, you know, I love it. I love that we're able to do that for the fighters, because without the fighters, we have no company.
Let's jump ahead. Hopefully we'll get you on before the end of July. You're returning back to Tampa. Looking forward to that. Paige, obviously the main event. Talk about, you know, some of the other fights that just got announced. We just received the press release. You know, some of these influential people, you know, that are getting involved and that will be in for a fight.
Yeah, sure. No, I also want to talk about, we're not taking spots away from the current bare knuckle fighters on that one. So a lot of people, we came under a little bit of scrutiny and said, these guys have been training for 3 years and you're pushing them aside. We're not pushing them aside. We're going to have an 11-bout bare knuckle card as we always do. This is just in addition and hopefully it's bringing in new eyeballs and new fans to the sport so these guys can make more money in the future. That's really what it's all about, just to bring in new eyeballs, a whole new fan base, and you know, see how it goes. It seems to be working in other sports right now, so if it can work in our sport, that's phenomenal, and if it can't, it'll be one and done, and we gave it a shot. But I think that it's exciting. We have hip-hop star Blueface is going to be fighting one of these TikTok guys, Austin Sprinz, with 15 million followers. And then we have YouTube sensation Nick Ireland is battling another YouTube sensation, DK, and then two other TikTok guys, Dakota Olave versus Evil Hero. All these guys have at least multi-million followers underneath them. So to be able to expose the product, at very least, this product is going to be exposed to 60 million people. Are they going to tune in? No, they're not all going to tune in. But they're going to see BKFC, 60 million people will, at some point during the promotion of this event. So that's worth everything that we're doing.
Some people, you're right, will definitely see it. I know you and I have talked on the air as well as off the air, you know, about fighters and what they're bringing. And how much has your team looked at all of these, you know, celebrities, athletes, you know, that will be fighting in 6 weeks? And how comfortable are you that they're going to put on a good show that warrants under the banner of BKFC?
I'm nervous. I can't lie. Look, we just came off of one hell of a weekend with some phenomenal fights, and now we are taking the gamble. But then again, this whole thing's been a gamble, right? It's been a gamble from Jump Street all the way up until now. So we're just trying new things, really, to bring new fans in. That's all it is. We're not suffering by any means. We had the most downloads. We were number 8 in the world for downloads for last week on any app in the world. Number 8. That's unbelievable. So we're doing very, very well. Sold out crowd of over 4,000 people at the Hard Rock Casino. Everything's looking good for us, but we want to grow. We want new fan base, and this is going to help us bring a new fan base. And like I said, we're going to sit down, evaluate everything after the event, and you know, see how it works out.
All right, a couple more questions for you. We appreciate your time. One, you said you gave your staff on Monday off. Did you take the day off as well?
I did. I actually took the day off. I stayed an extra day in Fort Lauderdale with the wife, and we flew home Monday afternoon. So, and I told her I took off on Tuesday. I was like, "Oh, I took off yesterday." She goes, "Yeah, you took off, but you were on the phone for 12 hours." So, I took off as much as I could. But you know, we just had to jump back into it. We got this crazy card coming up on July 23rd, and not even 4 weeks later. So, and then the next one's August 10th. August 20th. And then September 10th, and then October 22nd, and then November 16th, and then December 11th. So, bang, 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 bang. There's no time to sleep right now.
I got to be honest. I tried to write them as fast as you said it. So, give me October so I can write that one down.
October 22nd will be our first one in Arizona. September 10th is our first one in Nebraska. I think it's November 16th. And then December 11th looks like we're going to end up in Key West, Florida.
Wow. Very cool. Before I throw it back to Matt, I know he has one more. You're pulling all these great things up. Is there a way you can get the buffets back open in Biloxi before you guys go back?
I wish. I love them. I wish.
Hey, Dave, so mine's going to be food related as well. The City of Brotherly Love in about 7 days. Obviously, the Rocky Steps and the history of Philly. But where's the one place I got to eat if I'm only going to be there for 1 day?
If you're going to go to a cheesesteak, I would say you got to go to either Phillips Steaks or Steve's Prince Steaks. They're my two favorites. If you're in the mood for some crabs, you got to go to Chickie and Pete's. Crab fries and the crabs are just phenomenal there. So there's two kind of landmarks there. Then obviously there's a million restaurants in Philadelphia that are really, really good. But, you know, those are the two kind of, key spots that, you know, for tourists, but also that are homegrown.
And for the scrapple, where's your scrapple spot?
Well, you know what, man? I don't eat scrapple. I can't eat it. It's so weird. I can't eat scrapple. It's so weird. I look at it, I cut it, and I'm like, I can't eat this stuff.
All right, we can still stay friends, though, Dave, because I love scrapple.
I would go to Melrose Diner in South Philly. That's probably one of the best spots for the scrapple.
Absolutely. I've gone in there and I'm like, I'd like to get a breakfast with scrapple and a side of scrapple. And they're like, no, scrapple comes with it. I'm like, I know. I want a side of it as well. Is the Reading Terminal still open?
Yeah, it is. Yep, yep. That's it. That's right. A great spot, too. They have a lot of options there. The next roast pork, all kinds of different places there.
Cool. All right, final question for you, because I want you to still like us at least a little bit. Any of the other fights that you can announce yet, or will you soon be announcing some of the other fights that are coming up here in Tampa?
We have our first heavyweight champ, Arnold Adams, will be taking on British heavyweight champ Mick Terrell. That's going to be an unbelievable, sensational bout. Tampa's own two guys from Tampa, former UFC fighter, Gene Guerrera is going to be fighting Abby Velasquez. That's going to be a
great we're going to try that one again. Awesome.
Yeah, it was funny because we almost lost it yesterday, and I just told the guy, I said, look, get the contract in by 4 o'clock or it's over, and he got it in. And then we have Bretton Hart is battling Kenny Savage. That's going to be a great fight as well. We have Taylor Starling, one half of the fighter tonight from Knucklemania. We've taken on Cassie Robb, three female fights. And just a slew of other fights on the undercard, as always. Very evenly matched fights that are really going to deliver.
Awesome. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we can get you back on. We'll continue getting the fighters leading up to the fight in the official BKFC segment every week at 3:15. You know all you have to do is pick up the phone and call if you need us to do anything.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. That is your president, David Feldman, hanging out with us for 24 minutes. As we previewed and reviewed and looked ahead, and I better get in that video game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, Scrapple or poutine.
Oh, poutine is worse. Scrapple's awesome. I literally, it'll probably kill me. You know, I keep joking how I want to die tonight of cholesterol and heart failure and all that stuff. I could literally go to that diner, which is not far. If it's the one, Melrose, I'm almost sure is the one that's right there by all the arenas and stadiums and stuff. And my hotel that I would always stay at, like at the World Series when thankfully the Phillies beat the Rays in the World Series, I would walk. It was about a mile and a half. I would walk to and from. I would stop off at Melrose on the way and get Scrapple with a side of Scrapple. And then after the game, I would walk back before I'd go to bed and get Scrapple with a side of Scrapple. So I am surprised that I survived it. But Melrose definitely is the place, that's for sure.
Nice.
All right, we are over, so let's get under. Let's hit this break. Coming to you live from the Dungeon and Hitsville, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others?
You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I'm in the dungeon. He's in Detroit. So you're leaving Detroit tonight? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're going to hit Hitsville, and then we're going to cruise on over to Cleveland. I don't know. Maybe catch an Indian game or the Wild Thing. See some Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame.
So the Wild Thing, which is the brother of the Mighty Duck.
Yeah, he is.
Didn't know if you were aware of that. That's all.
But speaking of Hitsville, video surfaced this week from former Glory kickboxer, former Bellator fighter Joe Schilling, after he knocked out a man in a bar. And I just want to get your thoughts on, like, do you think that pro fighters need to have more, like, hesitation or, like, respect when it comes to, like, the general population, even though they're in a bar? There obviously people have been drinking. The guy looks like he's doing a pump of fist fake, like he was actually going to punch Joe. But a fighter on that level, should he have hit him or should he let him go?
In my opinion, and the great Shane Grossman used to always give me crap about that when I would say that. No kidding, it's your opinion. You're the one saying it. 1,000%, and I didn't see the video, so okay. I really don't know, you know. But, yes, if somebody comes up and throws a punch, looks like he's going to throw a punch, attempts to throw a punch, I think he's within his right to retaliate. I'm a little upset, to be honest, that Hector Lombard is going to get fined for defending himself when somebody jumps in his face after a fight. He didn't know what was going to happen. Yes, I don't think you should be held to a higher standard because you're a professional athlete or a professional fighter. If you are stupid enough to get in, it goes back to be careful what you wish for. Be careful who you're bumping into. I've told this story numerous times that I was with Jens Pulver and Matt Hughes and Tony Fricklin and, you know, Rich Franklin and all these guys, and we were walking through this nightclub. Nobody knew who Jens was, and they tried to shove him around because he's just this little guy. Be careful what you wish for. So, yes, I'm okay with whatever Joe did. Well, sounds like we lost Matt. So he throws a question out and then runs away when he doesn't like the answer. So hopefully he will come back because I'm curious. You know what his take is, you know, and, you know, they've always said, and you've always said, and you've always heard, and you've always read, and blah, 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 that, you know, they're legal weapons and lethal weapons and they can be held accountable. And I get all that, but it just sounds like if you bump into somebody, if Joe Blow would retaliate, Joe Schilling should be able to retaliate as well. Now, Ken Shamrock once told me, hold on, let me tell you this. Ken Shamrock once told me, now this was different because the guy didn't come up and throw a punch at Ken. The guy came up to Ken and said, Ken, let's go outside. I'm going to kick your arse. And Ken's response was, I'm sure you would, buddy. Let me buy you a beer. So he diffused it because he said, if I go out and I kick his ass, I'm going to jail. If I go outside and he kicks my ass, he's now a legend.
Right.
But that's not somebody coming up and attempting to get physical. So, yes, I'm okay with, and like I'm clarifying, I haven't seen the video. I don't know. You know, did he try to throw a punch? Was he just talking crap? You know, I don't know. If a guy attempts to get physical, I'm okay with somebody getting physical back.
And it's not like Joe wasn't giving him fair warning. It looks like he's wearing an MMA combat shirt. You know, and I know back in the day, only UFC fighters wore UFC products. Now everybody who works at KFC wears UFC products. You know, so it, you know, it's a very commercialized thing now. But this particular shirt says, "Hey, I'm a badass. Don't mess with me." And the guy messed with him.
You know, then he gets what he deserves.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So,
did Joe get arrested or anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it looks like the guy threw a fist pump. Now, the fist pump came from his hip. It was a very low fist pump. I think he hesitated because he's like, "Oh, wait, this guy's gonna kick my butt, my ass." But it looks like he had a moment of sobriety, like right before he like decided to throw the hand movement. But his hand made motions of it made a motion of a guy who doesn't know how to throw a punch. Basically, he pulled back to create a big window of opportunity for Joe just to throw two jabs.
I'm okay with Joe doing whatever Joe did.
I'm agree with you. I agree. But, you know, I know in the court of law, if you're a Golden Glove boxer, you know, a lot of judges will consider it the same as using a weapon, like a bat from the Warriors days, or like switchblades, or, you know, any other type of weapon. So your hands, once they become legal and registered and on a professional level, so he could end up facing some civil lawsuit out of this.
And I'm okay if a guy comes up to an athlete and goes to throw a punch, if you grab a bat and beat the living tar out of him. I'm okay with that. I am. I'm not saying this for shock value in games and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know,
it doesn't matter. Kind of like, your job is safe.
It's kind of like, and it's ironic because I didn't bring him up yet. But when we first got to the gym to do the show on last Thursday, we walk into the room to get the table. It was more where the ring and stuff was. And I walk by, and I think I told the story last week, but, you know, I walk by and there's a very large black man laying, getting, it wasn't a massage. It's that machine and they put that gooey stuff on and they rub it in. It's like to loosen up your muscles and stuff. And I didn't realize it until I walked out that it was Evander Holyfield. So the story I was going to tell is that video, and I'm sure that it's fake, but the video is, you know, this car is putting along on this side road when another car pulls out. No, a car pulls out in this little piece of garbage car, kind of cuts off this bigger Humvee. The Humvee drives around them, stops, parks on an angle, gets out like he's going to kick the guy's butt, and Evander Holyfield opens the door of the little putter, and the guy's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Holyfield. Be careful what you wish for." You know, and I've fallen into that. You know, you open your mouth, don't do it to the wrong person.
Yeah, but can Evander really even hear you if you're talking trash to him?
Well, he only hears every other word. He hears half of what you're saying.
That sounds like my internet connection here.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the best part of that is we only got one more to go. So let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then I can be done with Matt for another 7 days. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Back. I was waiting for Matt to jump in. You know, I was going to see if he was going to actually do something.
I'm here. I'm the anchor, holding this thing down.
You're definitely the anchor, and you're definitely holding this thing down.
What's going on, Randy? How's it going back there in Florida? So you guys got a tropical storm popping up? Like, what's going on down there?
I believe so. You know, I'm in the basement, so I don't really know what's going on. I can hear a little bit, but, you know, there's no windows in a basement. There's no air in the basement. I'm sweating like I was in that gym last week. And, you know, we're looking ahead. There may or may not be a show next week. So why don't we look at the card for next week's UFC?
Yeah, UFC 264 taking place Saturday. No, it's not. Wait.
What is going on? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure next weekend is the fight.
No, it's the 264 is on July 10th.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is next week. So it's not good, this week.
Good help is hard to find.
Well, what are we going to do here? But, yeah, it's back at the T-Mobile Center. No Apex in Vegas. You got to be excited about that, right, Randy?
Yeah, I am, and that's why I'm going. You know, I mean, we still won't have access. We still won't be able to do the radio show. I'll be on the plane anyway, which is why I took the plane, because I can't get the fighters on. You know, other than by phone. So, you know, I'll go to the open workout stuff that they'll do, the open scrums, if, you know, if supposedly they're bringing that back. And, you know, we'll try to get some form of normal next week. We are looking at doing another one of those bonus Thursday shows in July when the UFC comes back. And to be honest, I think we ought to look into doing one August 19th, September 9th, October 21st, you know, the day before or 2 days before, like we just did. It was a lot of fun, very successful, and I think it's good for BKFC, the fighters, and, of course, Knockout Radio.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and even going back to the UFC, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, bring a lot of swag and headphones and gifts for guests, because you have a lot of friends of the show fighting on 264.
I know Max is on the card.
Max Griffin's on the card. Jessica is on the card.
Who is?
Jessica I.
Oh, okay. I know Nico Price is on the card.
Nico Price is on the card. Sugar Sean O'Malley.
May be on the card.
He should be on the card. They just have to find a replacement for him, right? Like a But everybody's lining up. Like, do you know who they want to put? Do you know who he wants to put?
Who Dana wants to put, or who Sean wants?
Well, people calling out Ricky Simon or Ricky Simone as, like, you know, that would be the most intriguing fight because their styles are so different. But Merab Dushabil, I don't know how to say that. Whatever. Merab wants a shot. Cody Stabman wants a shot.
Well, so, since you said Simon's name wrong, why don't you stop in at Michael Simon's restaurant when you get to Cleveland?
Oh, what is that?
It's right by the arena and the stadium, and I forget the name, and I'll tweet it to you. And go get some pig's ears, some pig's tail.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. It's almost like a potato chip, but it's the pig's ear.
Oh, I definitely will try it out. I mean, I'll try that before I try poutine or scrapple.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, if you put the two together, I would rather eat scrapple than the poutine. But I'm sure that if you knew what was in scrapple, you wouldn't want to eat it. But on the same line, if you knew what was in a hot dog, you wouldn't eat it either.
Yeah, and I'm going to get one of those when I leave here.
And you know what I had? I had a $2.70 full pizza yesterday from Walmart.
Oh, how was that? A Jack's pizza or something?
Jack's.
How was it?
Yeah, well, honestly, and I don't want to, you know, blow smoke and, you know, make you feel good, because I'm not in this life to make you feel good. It's not torta pizza, but it's better than a pizza that we had that I believe is national.
A chain.
A national chain that starts with the letter M.
Yeah, I know that one well.
Awful.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, you know, Jack's was decent, you know, for $2.50. I mean, it gave me a little bit of a pizza with some pepperonis, and it was okay. But I would buy that before I'd go back to the other place.
Well, once I finish this North American U.S. tour that I'm on, I will fire up the old pizza oven, and I'll bring some tour de pizza hand-delivered to your front door.
Can you leave it at the front door?
I can have it delivered so you don't have to see me.
That's fine. Like. It's been so long. I like it, you know. So, you know, we haven't had any face-to-face contact, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I gotta get you back on the GNAT. I'm gonna be training Lorenzo and all those guys, getting ready for their next fights. So,
how about train Lorenzo to a better landing when you're jumping in the ring?
Yeah, well, man, I definitely don't have to teach him how to go viral, because it seems like he did that one on his own.
Well, as much as I think you're a clown, and as much as I think the GNAT is a clown, I did talk about it to Yuli Diaz, and he's looking forward to getting on it.
Oh, that's great. I would love to. You know what? Just from the two interviews that we've done with him recently, I respect him immensely for his hunger charity campaign and, like, feeding people. It's a basic humanitarian need, and, like, his efforts and energy to help his community, he has all of my admiration.
No, I'm sure he's happy to hear that.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I don't say that to everybody. I didn't say it to Papa John.
Or your Subway buddy.
Yeah, that guy. Well, look, if Cosby's out of jail, I mean, Subway's Jared Fogle's next, right? I mean, he'll get out. He has the same kind of money. So he'll pay his way out, and he'll be back on the streets, you know.
No, I'm not even going to comment. I'm not going to open myself up to
in a playground near you.
Yeah, for sure. So who do you like, just in case we're not on the air next Wednesday and we won't know for sure for another couple of days? Do you like Connor or you like Dustin?
Man, I really thought Connor was going to bring it last time. I really thought he went to that huge transformation. He looked amazing. Physically, he was in the best shape I'd ever seen him in. His coaches talked about how he was mentally focused for the first time in his career, that he wasn't drinking, and he didn't get the job done then. I don't think he gets the job done this time either.
I got to be honest with you. I'm leaning towards that as well. You know, I typically don't like to – first of all, I don't like to pick fights anyway, but I don't like to pick them until I see him at you know, the press conference and see him at the weigh-in. And, you know, you can kind of tell, have they been training? You know, do they got the beer gut? Do they look – you know, healthy, wealthy, and wise. But I'm leaning toward Dustin as well.
And then your co-main event is Gilbert Burns versus Stephen Thompson. That's the I think that's as evenly matched as you can get a fight. I think that's a great co-main event. And then you got your heavyweight, your Tua Tuivasa versus Greg Hardy. That's going to be a banger as well. So, you know, the whole card's stacked, and whoever they put Sean O'Malley against will make it even more fireworks.
Yeah, no, it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. A couple days out there, we'll go see Adam Hunter. I'm taking a crew to go see him on Friday. Awesome. We're going to go do a couple other things, so it should be a lot of fun. So only got about 30 seconds left. So when are you headed to Cleveland, and when exactly will you be there?
Before we get there, we'll go back to Vegas, where your friend, now my friend, and our friend, Jimmy Denning, just friend requested me on Facebook. So hopefully you'll get to see Tenders of Rock while you're out there as well.
I'm going to ask him not to do that. I'm going to ask him to avoid that.
Okay. Well, when I'm in Cleveland tomorrow, the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'll make sure that they save him a spot with his name on it like they did for me.
Stop sucking up. You know, be a professional. All right. For Matt in Detroit, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Catch me on Twitter at Knockout Radio, and I will inform you on what the plans are next week and in weeks coming up. Until then, bye-bye.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.